This update is brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane LLC of Bad Axe, by A&B Auto Repair. For complete auto repair, see A&B Auto Repair just east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Carsonville-Port Sanilac School District received a grant that will be used for technology infrastructure. The federal grant, which was for $89,600, that requires a 20% match, can be used to provide reduced rates on internet access and internal connections for schools and libraries. The district's plan is to add and replace wireless access points, switches for network cabling closets, single fiber for closet-to-closet runs, and UPS system battery protection. In other matters, the Board of Education approved tenure for Aaliyah Kimsell, who is music and band instructor. Third-year probation was approved for Emily England, who is a second-grade teacher. And third-year probation was approved for Ashley Valley, who is a kindergarten teacher. The cost for construction inspections in Tuscola County has increased. According to SafeBuilt account manager Lauren Vary, the cost of doing business has increased, and in turn, special fees have also increased by 3.2% across the board. This year, SafeBuilt will charge $107.33 for an after-hours emergency inspection. The cost for an inspection before the start date is $88.01. A plan review for an alteration of a remodel will now cost $134.16. The cost for a structural engineering plan review will now be $160.99. SafeBuilt is the construction company Tuscola hired to handle building code services in the county. And we'll be back with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Need new tires? Before you purchase tires from just anywhere, listen to this. Brian and Ashley Kramer from A&B Auto Repair and Service in Bad Axe is one of the few tire stores in the area with the Hunter Road Force Tire Balancer. This patented technology actually places 800 to 1400 pounds of road force on each tire, rotates it at high speed, then calculates how close it is to being perfectly round. Its special computer technology can align a high point or a stiff spot in the tire with a low spot on the rim for maximum roundness and the smoothest possible ride. The big three manufacturers recommend this unit by name for resolving vibration issues. If you're going through the expense of buying new tires, why not buy them from the best place in the Thumb who will install them correctly to ensure longer wear and a smoother ride?
Hi, this is Ashley Kramer from A&B Auto Repair and Service in downtown Bad Axe. We offer all major tire brands, perform wheel alignments, service brakes, oil changes, suspension and steering parts, tune-ups, and all general maintenance and more. It's superior service at an affordable price at A&B Auto Repair, located east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe.
As Michigan's spring riding season begins, excitement fills the air as motorcyclists hit the roads once more. Amidst this anticipation, safety remains paramount. With numerous bikers gearing up for their journeys, both riders and drivers must stay vigilant. The message, "Look twice to save a life, motorcycles are everywhere," resonates, echoing a bait of Michigan's urgent call. Drivers are urged to exercise caution, especially at intersections where car-motorcycle collisions often occur. A bait highlights the risks of left turns, emphasizing the need for drivers to be aware of approaching bikes. Safety isn't just drivers' responsibility. Motorcyclists must also take proactive steps for their safety and legal compliance. Obtaining a cycle endorsement is essential, with motorcycle basic public classes available in Michigan for just $50, thanks to funding from Michigan motorcyclists. Vince Consiglio, president of Abate of Michigan, underscores the importance of proper training. He notes the overrepresentation of untrained cyclists in Michigan's accidents and fatalities. Trained motorcyclists prioritize survival as evidenced by state police records showing increased fatalities among unendorsed riders. As warm weather beckons riders, let's remember our shared responsibility for safety, whether on two wheels or four. Maintaining vigilance and respect for one another on the road ensures a safe and enjoyable riding season for all. Donald Trump is using a one-day break from his New York hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits today come a day after Trump was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Merchan has said if Trump continues to violate his orders, he will impose an incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. And we will continue after this.
It's the Cub Cadet Ultimate Sales Event going on now through May 18th at Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe, your local Cub Cadet dealer. With huge discounts, special factory pricing, and low-rate financing on approved credit, you'll be sure to find the right zero-turn mower or lawn tractor to fit your needs at the lowest prices of the year. Save big on the Cub Cadet Ultimate Z-Series zero-turn mowers with 60-inch heavy-duty mowing decks to make mowing quick and effortless. Ozentoski's have Cub Cadet SLX 54 riding mowers in stock with a 54-inch deck and ready to deliver a premium cut to your lawn. So stop into Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe for the Cub Cadet Ultimate Sales Event and save big money. But you better hurry. This sales event only goes now through May 18th.
This is Tim Ozentoski. Stop in and look over our Cub Cadets and kick a tire. Ouch!
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy has gone into effect, and some doctors are concerned that women in the state will no longer have access to needed health care. Fertility specialist Dr. Leah Roberts says the anti-abortion laws being enacted by Florida and other red states are being vaguely written by people who don't understand medical science. Many women don't even know they are pregnant by 6 weeks. The ban went into effect Wednesday and affects not just women who want to terminate viable pregnancies because of personal choice, but also non-viable pregnancies for women who want to have babies. It was a Texas veterinarian who collected samples from dairy farms that confirmed the outbreak of H5N1 bird flu in cattle for the first time. Dr. Barb Peterson monitors more than 40,000 cattle on a dozen farms in the Texas Panhandle. She received reports from farmers of dead birds, ailing cats, and sick cows in early March. She sent samples to a lab to be tested. On farms with sick animals, Peterson says she saw sick people too. Some experts wonder if anecdotal reports mean more than one person caught the virus from cows, but without confirmation, no one knows if the sick workers were infected with the bird flu virus or something unrelated. And we will continue after this.
No matter the season, mud in your driveway or around your estate can not only be detrimental to your vehicle's alignment and fresh car wash, but to your carpet as well. Let Rooney Contracting take your estate from this to this. Rooney Contracting will grade, form, add gravel, crushed asphalt, or crushed concrete to repair your driveway permanently. Imagine your estate with a pond. Rooney Contracting can make it happen. A pond large enough for your rowboat or large enough for your love boat. Oh, remember? Rooney's crane service is available to erect structures like grain silos and houses. Rooney also handles demolition. Call Rooney Contracting at 989-269-7132. If you're ready to move around some earth, call Rooney Excavating. Endorsed by friends at Jimmy Hoffa.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that now is the time for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. The current round of talks appears to be serious, with Hamas considering a new proposal. But the sides remained far apart on the key issue of whether the war should end as part of an emerging deal. In talks with Blinken, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his determination to carry out an offensive on the southern Gaza town of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. We do have an obituary report for you. Selma Mae Ulfig Maurer, age 94, of Fillion, passed away on Tuesday, April 30th. A funeral service will be held on Friday, May 3rd, at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will be in Colfax Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Friday from 2 p.m. until the service time at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Maurer family, please go to KaufmanFuneralHome.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane, LLC of Bad Axe, by A&B Auto Repair. For complete auto repair, see A&B Auto Repair just east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe in Pigeon. And temperature-wise, it is 73 degrees here at the station. Wind speeds are from the northwest at 16 miles per hour, gusting to 28 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 22%.